thankfulness sanctifies. So when you're in the middle of a horrific situation, thankfulness in the middle of that, it's not about chasing the devil. It's simply about turning our heart towards the celebration of who God is in every situation. And it anchors our soul into that absolute victory that has been promised to each one of us. Now, if ever there was a weird metaphor in the Bible, it's got to be that a pearl is a gate. A pearl is a gate. So we've got this gigantic pearl, 12 of them, to the city of Jerusalem. Those pearls are gates. So now you have to stop and think, all right, now how are pearls formed? They're formed out of irritation. Ah, so the gate of praise, the gate isn't formed because I gave praise for a raise at work. It's that in the middle of difficulty, I gave praise. Then you start pondering about this nature of this gate. First of all, we're talking about safety now. So we've got a walled city. We've got these gates that are now in place. They're called gates of praise. Those gates of praise are two things. Number one, they provide protection from the onslaught of the enemy, that what he intends to use against us is now removed from his hands. The weapons of the enemies are destroyed through thankfulness. It actually removes the tool that he was going to use to destroy. It removes it from him because now you're playing with God's tools. Now we're playing with God's instruments. That gate, Psalms 24, lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may enter in. So here's a gate that the Lord can come in through and the enemy can't. The same gate invites one and repels the other. Praise. Go with me to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, and we'll spend the rest of our time in this chapter. That last statement I made about thanksgiving, thankfulness, I kind of butchered it, and I'm going to butcher it just a little bit more. But I want to give the statement a context, because if you understand this, I didn't prepare to have these scriptures ready, so you can look them up on your own. But there's this interesting dialogue that Paul has on two occasions about food and what we're to eat. In one of those occasions, he says, hey, if your neighbor is sacrificing some animal to this demon god, and you know that they sacrificed that meat to the demon god, and they know that you know, don't eat the meat. And he says, it's not because it will harm you, it's because it'll violate their conscience. But then he goes on and says, but if they don't know, then eat it. Elsewhere, Paul says, all foods that you receive with prayer and thankfulness is sanctified. Follow the logic here. So here's this big chunk of meat. My neighbor just offered it to some god. He doesn't know that I know, but I watched. And then he invited me over for dinner. And I saw these demon powers surround him as he offered this offering. And I know that the enemy wants to destroy me through this that I'm about to eat. And I receive it into my life, and I give thanks. My thankfulness just sanctified what was previously empowered by the enemy to bring destruction to my life. Did that make sense? Thankfulness sanctifies. So when you're in the middle of a horrific situation, thankfulness in the middle of that, it's not about chasing the devil around. It's simply about turning our heart towards the celebration of who God is in every situation. And it anchors our soul into that absolute victory that has been promised to each one of us. Thankfulness. So here we've got this portion of scripture that I remember, in fact, just look at it, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. I remember reading that as a young pastor in Weaverville days. I remember reading that verse like, man, I could spend the rest of my life, every day the rest of my life, on those three verses, and I would have my hands full. I would have a full-time job just learning those three simple statements. Say it with me. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. Let's say it together. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. Say it again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. I'm not sure that we see the effect of thankfulness on the human heart or thankfulness on the spiritual atmosphere or surroundings around our life. There is a sanctifying, a cleansing, a purifying work that takes place simply by thankfulness. Why? Number one, thankfulness is automatically a position of humility. Thankfulness is not us dictating something to God or to somebody else. It's coming in low and honoring Him for what He has done. Thankfulness is connected to the acts of God, the works of God. Says of Israel and Moses, it says, Israel was acquainted with the acts of God, but Moses was acquainted with His ways. Israel with the acts of God, Moses with His ways. There's an interesting graduation in perception and experience in those two areas. Many people experience the works of God, but they don't know anything about His nature, about His person. And all the revelation or experiences of the works of God are invitations to discover who He is. Moses prayed this prayer in Exodus. He said, let me know your ways. Let me know your works, your ways, that I might know You. In other words, God, I want to see what You're like because I want to follow that invitation into relationship, into encounter. In other words, we're not gathering information for a test. We're not gathering information to pass the quiz.
That's right.
We're seeing glimpses of what He's like so that we can take each glimpse as the invitation or open door opportunity to come into a relationship. When He revealed Himself to Abraham as the provider, Jehovah Jireh, it wasn't to make him more well-rounded in his theological approach to God's resource. He was revealing Himself as the one He was about to provide for him. Instead of him sacrificing Isaac, there was a ram caught in the thicket. The point was, God, His provider, just revealed Himself. That provision was to be experienced. Thanksgiving will take you places nothing else can take you. Will take you places in God. So here He says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us, and it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.